Good day, everyone. Ed Richards for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, after higher box beef prices all week, the wholesale trade stalled out last Friday, while we did see finished cattle in the week with record highs. Now, Ed Serwin of the USDA Market News in Amarillo, Texas, has the summary for last week's trade. Ed?
The spot choice market stalled out and was steady the week. It ended the week at 198.07, which was 50 cents to 75 cents lower than where it traded through most of the week, but slightly better than the previous Friday. The choice select spread ended the week at $4.27. The weekly total for the spot trade was 968 loads reported in the daily spot market and represents about 13% of the total 7,200 loads traded for the entire week. The comprehensive choice cutout, which is the total of all types of product sales and includes the spot trade, was at 196.84 and up over $3 compared to the previous week, catching up with the spot trade. The total sales volume of over 7,200 loads was about 250 loads from last week and supported prices and increased harvest rates. The formula volume was over 3,600 loads, which is a little above normal and represents a large portion of the total sales of boxed beef products. The out front sales were 1,054 loads, which was about the same as last week. The export sales were 656 loads, which was about 100 loads better than last week. Both of these items were not near as robust as in the past, but genuinely supportive of prices. In the primal trade, the middle meats, which are ribs and loins, were $2 to $7 higher as retailers continue to purchase steak products for the early grilling season. The end cuts were of chucks and rounds were steady to $3 lower. Once again, beef trimmings were almost steady during the entire week. The cow cutout ended the week at $2 higher, supported by the increasing prices for 90% trimmings, which jumped up to $219. The 90% trimmings have jumped about $13 in the past 3 weeks, while 50% finished cattle trimmings remained about steady. The finished cattle trade, the market was $1 to $2 higher, with those areas that showed lower trend last week advancing the full $2 this week, and almost everybody traded at 130. In the Southern Plains, Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Kansas all traded at 130. Nebraska, Colorado, and the balance of the Northern Plains traded at 130, with a few at 130.50, which was up the full $2. And they also traded at 205 to 206 in the beef. The average live weight of finished cattle harvested from the Texas Panhandle was 1,238 pounds and jumped up 6 pounds from the previous week and was the first time in quite a while that it was equal to last year. However, the last available NAS data for national steer carcass weight shows that we are still running about 20 pounds over last year across the entire country. The FIS steer and heifer slaughter had increased a little over 25,000 head compared to the previous week, but remains lower than last year as packers have used reduced harvest rates to support boxed beef prices. The cow harvest rate continues to be easing back as cow slaughter numbers at area auctions dwindle. The nearby CME ended the week at 129.95, which was up over a dollar since the previous Friday, offering support to the finished cattle trade. Taking a look at the Southern Plains auctions, feeder cattle auctions were steady to $3 lower on yearlings headed for feedlots, but more uneven on stocker-type cattle, with most auctions steady to the week, but a few of them higher. Breakevens on recent purchased feeder cattle have increased dramatically due to rising corn prices as well as higher-priced feeder cattle, forcing feedlots to take a hard look at new purchases. Also, the increased volume of contracts being offered for late spring has some feedlots in a more comfortable position in the upcoming months. At area auctions, 5 to 600-pound steers sold at 182 to 198, with the thinner offerings still trading over $2. 7 to 750-pound steers were at 152 to 163, which was a little weaker. 8 to 850-pound steers sold at 144 to 155, which was mostly $1 to $2 lower than last week. The Texas Direct Feeder Cattle Report was unevenly steady to $3 lower, with the most decline on weights over 800 pounds. There were over 34,000 head reported, and the 700 to 800 pound steers were steady at 154 to 156 current FOB, and the 8 to 850 pound steers were lower, were $1 to $3 lower at 149 to 153 current FOB. There continues to be to be contract activity for graze out wheat pasture cattle, which traded at 159 to 163 for a 750 to 775 pound steer delivered to a feedlot in April through June. The nearby CME ended the week at 158.10, which was up slightly from last Friday, even though it wasn't quite as high as it was earlier in the week. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.